Imagine finding your 103-year-old father tending four small window boxes with the same care he once gave to hundreds of acres of farmland. This poignant scene from Gilbert Brim's life perfectly captures what makes us fundamentally human, our persistent drive to seek challenges at the edge of our abilities. Despite ambition, often carrying negative connotations, this universal drive isn't about greed or selfishness. It's about finding what psychologists call just manageable difficulty. From chimpanzees solving puzzles without rewards, to children shouting, "Me do it myself," to elderly people finding joy in small measures of control, all living creatures share this innate drive for growth and mastery. Whether expressed competitively or cooperatively, selfishly or selflessly, this drive remains constant throughout our lives. Mother Teresa demonstrated powerful ambition directed toward altruistic ends, proving that ambition itself is morally neutral. It's simply our basic human drive to grow and master our environment. We believe ourselves uniquely different from others, but science consistently reveals our differences exist within a remarkably narrow range. The famous Minnesota twin study documented identical twins separated at birth who later discovered their genetic doubles, not just sharing physical appearances, but mirroring specific habits, career choices, and even naming their children similarly. We share 99.9% of our DNA with other humans, and our supposedly unique interests often prove remarkably common, from universal reactions to sunsets and music to shared fears of heights and darkness. Even our personality differences cluster around the middle of psychological scales, with extreme variations being relatively rare. Cultural anthropologists have found remarkably similar social structures and behavioral patterns across diverse human societies. We naturally gravitate toward tasks that challenge us without overwhelming us. This equilibrium point shifts as we develop. When challenges become too easy, boredom sets in. When too difficult, frustration follows. Both winning and losing require management, though research shows losses hurt more than wins feel good. Success creates its own pressure as we climb a ladder of sub-goals until reaching our capacity limits. Our willingness to take risks depends on how much we value a particular goal. Surprisingly, education level, income, gender, and age combined explain only 10 to 15% of happiness. 50 years of research supports that working at the right level of challenge is the primary source of happiness. Consider the country girl in Jouett's The White Heron finding triumph in climbing a tall tree, or Ethiopian nomads finding satisfaction in their harsh existence. Even individuals with intellectual disabilities experience profound happiness through activities matching their abilities. Education accounts for just 1 to 3% of differences in well-being. Gender shows no significant effect. Race shows only slight differences at equivalent income levels. Age explains at most 5% of happiness variation. Income matters primarily for the poorest 10%, but beyond basic needs, wealth correlates minimally with happiness. Most notably, Americans' happiness levels remained constant from 1957 to 1976, despite significant economic growth. Like the real estate agents in Glengarry Glen Ross, we constantly seek to understand where we stand in life's competitions. Though we crave accurate feedback, this information often comes gradually through accumulated experiences rather than definitive moments. Some domains offer crystal-clear performance metrics, sports being exemplary with their precise statistics and rankings. A baseball player's batting average provides unambiguous measures of performance. But outside sports, evaluation quality varies tremendously. College teaching lacks clear standards, relying on subjective evaluations, while foundation administrators operate without natural feedback mechanisms, no voters, stockholders, or objective measures to judge their effectiveness. Knowledge distribution follows power structures, creating information asymmetries that affect careers. We encounter situations where others know but won't tell us. Parties never invited to, jobs considered for but never offered, evaluations that remain hidden. The more successful people become, the less honest feedback they receive, moving from candid colleagues to deferential subordinates. This success paradox creates blind spots where leaders might miss emerging problems or personal shortcomings. After assessing wins and losses, we analyze outcomes and plan next steps. While we value rational thinking, we also employ mental shortcuts to manage achievement gaps, daydreaming, wishful thinking, or defense mechanisms like repression and denial. Humans typically overestimate their chances of success while underestimating risks. Research shows people believe they'll have better than average health, longer lives, and better marriages. When considering future events, we identify positive possibilities 4 times more often than negative ones. This natural optimism likely evolved as a survival mechanism. Anthropologist Lionel Tiger suggests our benign sense of the future may be biologically programmed to help us persevere. We tend to attribute successes to personal effort while blaming failures on external factors. When facing loss, we distinguish between recurring opportunities and one-time chances. Career structures vary. Episodic careers, like acting, offer repeated chances at success, while programmed careers feature critical advancement opportunities that never return if missed. The 25% rule reveals another pattern. Regardless of income, Americans typically want about 25% more than they currently have, creating a constant recalibration that keeps us engaged and growing throughout life. We live in an era that has revolutionized our understanding of human development. Despite sayings like, "You can't teach an old dog new tricks," Americans increasingly believe we can become whatever we want. While traditional theories emphasize childhood's permanent impact on personality, modern science recognizes our capacity for change throughout life. Nearly every molecule in our bodies is replaced multiple times during our lifespan. Medical and psychological advances now enable profound transformations through organ transplants, plastic surgery, genetic interventions, behavior therapy, and drug treatments. As we evolve, we carry images of past selves we've left behind, paths not taken, and abandoned identities. We desire change while simultaneously needing to maintain our sense of identity and continuity. To reconcile these competing needs, we often rewrite our subjective life histories to preserve identity amid change and enhance self-respect. Our personal narratives remain soft and pliable, easily altered to improve self-image. Throughout life, humans seek challenges appropriate to their abilities, finding meaning, purpose, and happiness in the process. The drive for growth and mastery persists throughout life, though it manifests differently as we age. What appears as calmness in elderly individuals isn't disinterest, but rather a lifetime of experience calibrating expectations. Though performance may decline absolutely with age, it remains calibrated to just manageable difficulty, providing happiness equal to youth. The secret to a fulfilling life isn't avoiding ambition, but directing it wisely, finding challenges that stretch without breaking us, goals that matter deeply to us rather than merely impressing others. Whether tending vast farmlands or 4 small window boxes, the joy comes from engaging at our edge. Ask yourself, where in your life are you operating at just manageable difficulty? Where have you settled for too little challenge? Where might you be overwhelmed? Recalibrate your challenges to match your current abilities, and remember that the path to happiness isn't through achievement itself, but through the process of growing toward meaningful goals. Your ambition isn't something to apologize for. It's the very essence of being human.